But you ease around some. You'll arrange to do it the next morning. Some other matter other than just for balking.
You tell a child now you're not doing what you
should do.
Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you
ought to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
Shouldn't have done.
Or he used the word ought. I bet he did
ought something not have done. Well, I've used that some.
Say if you had done something that was hard work, you'd done it all by yourself, and your friend was standing around watching you, but didn't offer to help. When you get through working, you go over to your friend and you say, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might
pitch in and help a little.
Or you've already finished working. You say, you might. You might have.
Just send me your paycheck.
And?
Or you might have helped.
Say if
there's
I
a number of things that fit there.
If I ask you if you'll be able to do something next week sometime, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I might. I'm not sure I can do it, but I might.
I'll make every effort.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say I might could?
Well, no. See, I deal with the public all the time. And it's all outside work, and we deal with elements, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had 5 years of meteorology and do my own weather work.
Where did you get the meteorology?
In SAC.
Huh?
In the Air Force.
Oh.
I caught a super-duper load of college work on a special training program. They ran me through. There's 810 of us. They didn't know what to do with us, so they give us everything.
How does that expression sound, though? I might could do something.
Well, it doesn't. To me, it would get me in trouble. I wouldn't use it.
Uh-huh.
I would avoid it at all costs.
Just as is a language, though.
Well, no, I've heard it used by guys that were being indefinite or evasive to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
I might be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. What about I might could do it?
Or I might could do it. I've heard that used quite often.
And
when I have to deal with specifics, I either tell them that I can or I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to. See, I'm doing technical work, and I damn well have to know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell them I can, I better be able to do it. If I tell them I can't, well, I don't tell them I can't unless I can't. But in the plan line, I don't get faced with that very often.
The kind of bird that can see in the dark, you call that a...
Well... An owl is number one thought, and
they are. What kinds of
owls? A screech owl, a barn owl, a horned owl, the.
What's the difference between a barn owl and a horned owl?
Well, a barn owl is a much smaller species, completely different conformation and appearance, color.
Mm-hmm.
Horned owl is one of the biggest. And he's rather ferocious and a hunter. They hunt big game, large rodents, rabbits, squirrels, things of that sort. They won't fool with mice.
What color?
Barn owl. Well, he's anywhere from dark brown into a dark gray, very drab color. And they call him horn because he has two tufts right on the corner of his head that stick straight up from feathers. That gives him a horned appearance.